It's time for Center Stage Minnesota, a production of Northern Community Radio, made possible with the support of the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the members of KAXE and KBXE. I'm Brett Carter, your host of Center Stage. We've got something fun a little bit later today. Actually, not too long from now. We'll have a conversation with the members of Six Mile Grove, at least a couple of them. Some of them, we only have so many microphones. Before then, we'll play some of that great Minnesota music, you know? Here is Thomas X and his song Red Lake, starting things off today on Center Stage Minnesota.
I'm a product of the 90s, I must be lucky. I used to cruise around on an orange Huffy with no pegs, ride around the res. Bumping Tupac and Bone Thugs was the best. Hakeem and Clyde the Glide was in their prime. B.I.G. and Nas had the super dope rhymes. Underground rappers really wasn't well known. We ain't have messenger, no cell phones. Nowadays youngins blazing eight. Well back then all you had to do was blaze a J. Back when Michael Jordan had the fade away, and Gerald Kingbird really went and paved the way. The way he shoot threes, it gave Aniji hoop dreams. Fila kicks, FUBU jersey was a cool thing. I shoot flame with Luke Kang. We're bumping Wu-Tang, drinking red Kool-Aid. That's what I do, man. Back in the day, in the 90s, yo, I'll be on my bike, can you find me? No. Cartoons were cool, doing you was true. Shooting hoops with your crew till the sun goes down. Back in the day, in the 90s, yo, I'll be in the woods, can you find me? No. Chilling with your friends in the park till it's dark. Throw some wood on the fire when the music starts. Let's take it back all the way to Mortal Kombat. Super Mario Bros, my mama bought that. Andre and Big Boy had the bomb raps. Rocco, Doug, Arnold, Cat Dog, I watched that. Bump the chronic while I'm playing Supersonic. I be on the Sega Genesis, you know I need you got it. I got a box full of Ninja Turtles. The first Pokemon card I had was Squirtle. Yeah, you know me, a OG. My uncle used to drink a 40 of OE and talk about way back while he wrote tree. No social media, so I'm low key. Let's go back when I used to live in Pill Hill. Randy Moss and KG was the real deal. MCs would kick rhymes, make you feel ill. 90s raps are the best and they're still ill. Back in the day, in the 90s, yo, I'll be on my bike, can you find me? No. Cartoons were cool, doing you was true. Shooting hoops with your crew till the sun goes down. Back in the day, in the 90s, yo, I'll be in the woods, can you find me? No. Chilling with your friends in the park till it's dark. Throw some wood on the fire when the music starts.
Exhausted to be of any use to you. I'm too soon. cheap, except when it's so one-sided. If you've got something to offer, hope I can get excited. Our connection is deep, if we can get it started. Who knows, you could be a true insider.
Trying to find a ride. Well, I just got a job and I'm working at the mill. Sweeping sawdust off the windowsill. If I work hard, they said they'd move me up the line. But it's looking like I'm losing every single time. It's $8 an hour, 10 hours a day. And if it goes real good soon, I can get my own place. But the motor just doing the oils on the ground. And it's looking like I'm losing, cause it just broke down. But I got a girl that I'm loving, she looks just right. And I can't just wait to see my baby tonight. I would have been the sooner, but I just broke down. Now I'm trying to find a ride on out of this town. Guess I'll see you later, cause I just broke down.
Eric Koskinen off his most recent album, Cruising Paradise. I guess not quite the most recent album. There's one after that that's down there behind me in the new music albums. This one was a little over 2 years ago now, so... still feels new to me. That song was called Broke Down. And before that, we had Charlie Parr and Courtney Yasmina and Thomas X started things off. In this edition of Center Stage Minnesota, I'm Brett Carter. Thanks for being here today. Six Mile Grove has been making roots rock Americana for more than 20 years and has released 7 albums, including the latest in January this year called Million Birds. They played in camps and clubs on the waterfront and First Avenue. If you want to see them live, head to the West End Market during the Minnesota State Fair, August 26th and 27th, and you'll see them there. But for today, we welcome them into the KBXC studio in Bemidji and Center Stage Minnesota. Here's Six Mile Grove playing Patrol Cars.
Thanks for having us, Barry.
I'm not bleeding, that's what you said. The fall is cruel and crisp with color. I can still smell her in my bed. The new year came in waves of bright concussion. We're still rushing right past ourselves. Careful, dear, that dream you lean in so hard for, it comes with a dark door straight to hell. Patrol cars round the square, here, here, there, there. Watch the clocks of a hole that wasn't there. Patrol cars round the square, here, here, there, there. Oh man, watch the clocks of a hole that wasn't there. Come with me to the dim and the smoke, the bar light. Ghosts we don't fight are
ones who win. I can't say I blame her, but she's gone and out of danger. I'm in the crosshairs of the fool I've been. Patrol cars round the square, here, here, there, there. Old man watching clocks of a hole that wasn't there. Patrol cars round the square, here, here, there, there.
That's 6 Mile Grove on Center Stage, Minnesota, with their song Patrol Cars. And is it watching the clock?
Yeah.
We did a misheard lyrics song on recently,
yeah, yeah.
And I wanted to make sure I got that right. Watching
Old
the clock?
Watch the clock of this hole that wasn't there.
Wow, that's pretty cool. I like that. Well, thank you guys for being in today. It's really fun to have you here. I have to ask this really weird question because that's okay. Just what I do.
Yeah, yeah.
If I had to go from here to Lyle, Minnesota, which you put on your webpage, right? Yep. Up there in your bio, it's in the first line. Where am I going?
You're going to the opposite end of the state.
Yep.
Dead center, on the border.
Oh, it's on the border.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Lyle, Minnesota, population 504, straight south of Austin, Minnesota.
Okay.
Which is Spamtown, USA,
yes,
home
course.
Of the Gear Daddies. We are 10 miles south of them.
All right.
And there's a liquor store on one of our albums, Bumper Crop, where we took a picture in front of the on-off liquor store, which was very popular back in the day because it was one of the only places where you could swing in before going to Iowa and get like a road beer.
Oh, funny.
You know? And so everybody knows where that on-off liquor store is.
I know what a road beer is, but I've never heard it called that before. That's awesome.
They even give you a glass of whiskey and a styrofoam cup with a lid and a straw.
Oh, that's
high
great.
Class.
But it's not there anymore?
It's there.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I don't think they do that anymore.
They may not. Darn liability insurance. Well, that's Brandon, and Brandon Sampson, you are a founding member of the band.
Yeah, I'm one of them.
And it started, have you read Jeff Tweedy's book?
I haven't.
I
haven't read it yet.
It'll be funny when you read it, because one of the things that happened to him is he got a crappy guitar, and he gave up playing it, and then he injured himself, and then he had to learn how to play guitar because he had all this time on his hands, and you have a story like that, too.
I do, yeah.
Tell us that story.
So when I was 9 years old, I grew up, my brother and I grew up, my brother's the drummer in the band, Brian. He and I grew up on a hog farm in Lyle, just east of Lyle. And in the middle of winter, I was helping my dad when I was 9 years old, cleaning out some hog crates. And my job was to hold the big cattle gate while my dad backed the skid loader in and out. But I got in the way of the skid loader and ended up him backing into my hand and smashed it between the gate. Pretty nasty. And spent a few weeks in the hospital at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester and put my hand all back together. 9 surgeries later, a bunch of therapy, and the surgeon finally said, you know, you should, told my parents I should learn how to play guitar or piano, keep my fingers working, and I can't straighten, you know, anymore.
Wow.
Showing you now, you know, over the radio.
We're looking at it over the radio.
It's shorter, right?
Yes.
It was happening when I was a little guy, but I can bend it.
And it's your left hand, which is doing all the stuff on the top of the guitar.
So I can do the important things, like kind of move relatively quick. So I just started playing guitar. And my brother got a little jealous, so my parents bought him a drum set early on. And then he brought a friend home from school, Barry Nelson, who they grew up together in the same class. And we started playing years, really, before this band was formed.
Yeah. And do you remember your first thing you called yourself as a band then?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have a funny name? I'm sure you might have.
We do. It was Rhythmic Ties.
Nice.
Right? That was our first band. And it was a problem because we would actually get paid to play gigs.
Really? Right? And at what age are we talking?
I'm talking, how old were you, Barry?
Oh, maybe eighth grade, ninth grade, something like that.
Yeah. So those two are in ninth grade, and I was a few years older than them. I was the only one. I probably couldn't even drive when we first started playing.
That's funny.
So we get drove around by our parents. But we'd play it, like, you know, make a couple $100 playing for a church picnic. And then we'd save our money all summer. And then we'd go record ourselves.
Nice.
Right? Like down in this cool studio in Springfield, Missouri, where we had some relatives live. And so we have all these old recordings of us playing songs, you know, that no one really should have done. For us, but they did, and we learned a lot.
Were they cover songs, or were they your own originals?
Yeah, we started writing even back then. But
nice.
our first cassette that we put out was 3 songs. It was a song that I wrote called "Ride of Life,"
nice.
And then what was it? It was Elton John's "Your Song," and a Beatles song.
Wow!
I saw her standing there.
And did you try to sell those to friends? And at gigs?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we sold tons, and I hope
somebody
tries to sue us for it because
that's
we never paid royalties on those. So we brought those. We sold tons of cassette tapes. I'm going to put one in the mail.
That's
and
hilarious.
Send it to you guys.
That's awesome.
You have a way to play it?
So, oh, yeah. We can do it. That's so great.
I mean, they're coming back.
There's another Minnesota singer that I know who all of his 4-track recordings that are all long gone, you know, the original cassettes that he did for all those years. He's that's his lamenting of Spotify, you know, is by attacking with his old cassette recordings.
That's perfect. It's a perfect way to do it. You know, so like you know, every so often when we have big shows around, like our hometown will bring out all of our back stock, you know, that's currently sitting in our barn studio.
That's
and we'll
hilarious.
Put out like by the year. And I mean, there's just cassettes and CDs that should never see the light of day, but they're gonna.
Oh,
my
gosh.
It's pretty fun.
That's awesome. Well, that's great. That wasn't even none of that was what I was going to talk to you about. So let's just sing another song.
There you go. You got a little freebie out of that deal.
You have a song called "Early Morning Rain." Is it?
Yeah.
Is it Gordon Lightfoot's song or
not?
It is
not.
Okay.
What I've started to do is just find like other artists' titles
and borrow them.
Just borrow them.
Nice.
And hopefully, you know, people get confused on the internet and they search for that song title. And what's the next song title that we came up with? We had one by that Beyonce uses.
Oh yeah, good idea.
You know, just something very popular, you know. And like I think I'm gonna write a song. I got an idea for one called "Fishing in the Dark." And I'm just kidding. But there's a do we have a second for just a bit of a story on this one? So my great great aunt Atlanta grew up in the farmhouse that my brother and I were born in. I mean, we come from generations deep of the Samsons there from, you know, years and years. But she in particular was a very good artist at an early age and was always kind of this, you know, eccentric person. And she left the farm single and headed out to New York City and lived there her whole life in search of her dream to become an artist, painting, oil paintings and things like that. And you know, went years as a teacher at the Art Institute. hung out in, you know, the 40s, 30s and 40s with all the artists, and in fact saw the original screening of Lawrence of Arabia.
Wow.
Which started to melt during the original screening in New York, and it made such an impression on her that she went home and she painted like 28 versions of this, right? So all these years, no one knew about her. She was 87 years old, got a call from her older sister in Toterville, Iowa, is if you just keep going a little past Lyle, cross the border, 3 miles down is Toterville,
okay.
A town of 50 people. And her older sister was sick. She asked Atlanta if she'd come home and help her. And so Atlanta, who was all by herself in a one-room studio apartment in Greenwich Village, decided to go back home at 87.
Wow.
Gave up her teaching. She was still teaching at that age, you know. And the deli that she was living above decided to throw a little going-away party. So they hung up some of her pictures. And some guy walks in. And before you know it, he goes up to her apartment and sees all of these stacks of paintings in bags, rolled up canvases in bags, floor to ceiling with a tiny path going through, thousands. And he starts going through them. And, you know, she just said she could never stop. She just said art to her and painting to her was as necessary as eating and breathing. And she never needed any, you know, recognition for it. She just did it. Well, she got her first art show at 87 at the Smithsonian.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
And then now she has two. She's passed away a long, long time ago. But I actually sang at her funeral. And that was the first time and probably the only time that CNN and the New York Times were at the Six Mile Grove Lutheran Church down in Lyle, Minnesota, to see to witness her funeral and to talk to all of her family.
Wow.
But I was writing this album, writing a lot of songs. I was looking for a couple more songs, and I thought about her, and I thought about just her persistence, right, in the art, and draw. It kind of brings back these thoughts to me about we've been doing this 20 years, and we just do it because we love it. We do it because we have fun doing it, and that we have a commitment to each other to write the best songs that we can, no matter who gets to hear them. And sometimes that's good enough. And I kind of had this idea. I was like, you know, I wonder if she never got married, but I wonder if she maybe had a love that she left behind, you know. And so I made up the song about what that might have been like. And this one's called Early Morning Rain.
Wow, it's 6 Mile Grove on Center Stage, Minnesota.
She took off for the city and left all that she knew for the bright lights and the big time of the avenue. It didn't take long, she didn't wait long for her star to arrive. It's funny how it always happens overnight. Sweet like the early morning rain. It sounds different without her, but to her it sounds the same. It gets harder, can't stop her, don't want it to change. Still, it's sweet like the early morning rain. For years, I heard nothing, then one day it arrived. A painting of blue skies and babies, like what she left behind. It didn't take long, I didn't wait long before I gave her a call. It's funny how it's like she never left at all. Sweet. Sounds different without her, but to her it sounds the same. It gets harder, you can't stop her, don't want it to change. Still it's sweet like the earth.
different without her, but to her it sounds the same. It gets harder, you can't stop her, don't want it to change. Still it's sweet like the early morning rain. Still it's sweet like the early morning rain.
That's 6 Mile Grove on Center Stage, Minnesota, with their song Early Morning Rain. And we're happy to have them live in studio in the Bemidji studio at KBXE here on Center Stage, Minnesota. So you guys, Brandon, you guys have been together for a long time as a band. And I think all of us think, well, how do bands do that? Because, I mean, anybody that's on the inside of the industry anyway, is like, how do bands do that? Because there's so many bands that come couple of years later, they're gone. You know?
Yeah.
How's that work for you guys?
I think our secret to success is no success. Honestly, I say that because we haven't had a hit song, so people are still actually interested in what we're going to come up with next. You know, and we're stubborn guys, right? And we love playing music together. And we just, this is what we do. We all have day jobs. We're all dads with day jobs, right? And we committed to be the best band of dads with day jobs that we can be. And if we're going to get together and we're going to write music, we might as well like it. And we do. And just enough good things really have happened to us along the way to give us hope, to give us motivation, and to keep us going doing it. And, you know, even early on, even when the Rhythmic Ties were on the cutting edge of, you know, what was next in the music scene, Here comes, in Lyle, Minnesota, here comes along this guy named Desi Wallace, right, who was sent to our band because we thought, you know, the only thing we really need is a bass player. Brian and I and Barry were sitting around. And so Barry's dad went down to the local liquor store, and at the other end of the bar was Desi's dad. And they got to talking and figured out that one of their sons played in a band, and the other one was a bass player looking for a band, and they made the deal. And the next day, Desi showed up at our doorstep with his bass guitar, and he could not drive yet, so his mom gave him a ride down, like, all the time to our great-grandma's farmhouse. And he was like, okay, enough of this. We need to change the name, and we need to start playing our own music, and you guys need to listen to me on what we're going to do. So he kind of stepped in, you know, and just joined the band in 1998.
Wow.
And it's never been the same since. And then 9 years ago, the same kind of thing happened. We're all sitting around, you know, looking for maybe an additional musician to play. And along comes John Wheeler, who's just like a gift of awesome pedal steel playing and color and has been just a great addition to the band, and since then, this is how it is, and this is what we do, and we love it, and we're going to just keep doing it.
That's awesome. I appreciate that that information in the background, because it's hard. It's hard to do both things, working, being a dad, and being in a band. That's like three full-time gigs right there.
It is. In the summer, it feels like it. You know, we put out a new record, and we do have conversations. Okay, we're going to play X amount of shows a year. And then I do several solo shows, you know, with John or Desi or Barry, whoever. But this summer, you know, it's like 40 shows, and it's great. And that's what we want when we put out new music, and we want people to like it. And that's why we're up, you know, up in this neck of the woods. Super, super glad to be up here playing playing this area.
We're glad to have you here, too. And your most recent album is called Million Birds. I encourage people to go out and get a hold of that. And we're talking to 6 Mile Grove. You can find them in the usual places. And thanks for being here.
Yeah.
It's really great to have you here. And good luck as you continue to fill out all those shows this summer.
Yeah, thank you. It was kind of fun. Like when people go onto our website, and if they purchase music from our website, it's literally me who walks from my house to my barn And I open up a box of vinyl, and I take one out, and I'll put a little note in it, and I'll put it in the mail, and it shows up at your doorstep 2 days later.
That's great.
So it's a small operation, but we send records all over the world. You know, we got a great publicist overseas and one here in Twin Cities, and it's really been a fun little ride.
Good. I'm glad. Well, tell us about this last song, Wage a War.
Yeah, so, you know, one of those things that happened good to us during our career is that we ended up becoming good friends with Bob Wooten, who was Johnny Cash's lead guitar player from 68 to 98. And he took us under his wing right about the time we had about had enough of playing 4 or 5 nights in a row of bar gigs for 4 or 5 hours a night. We took a little break. We said, let's just focus on the craft, and we wrote the record Bumper Crop. Shortly after that, we met Bob. He took us under his wing, and we became his opening act and then backing band playing all classic Johnny Cash
tunes. Nice.
And he's so great, you know, and he taught us a lot. But one of the things that he taught us was just write what you know. And he said, stick to your guns, write what you know, and let the rest take care of itself, you know. And so a lot of the songs, all the songs in this record are just truth. They're just honest observations or thoughts or things that happen to normal people, and we kind of disguise them as, you know, mid-tempo Americana.
That's good.
And this is one of those. This is called Wage a War.
Trying too hard. I'm trying to win. Trying to wait to see what I get. Tried to be faithful. And once I was strong. Once I believed. Turns out I was wrong. Well, I can't hear the lies in the middle of the rage. Scared to death, figure out why. Nothing left to prove, nothing left to give. Hard to wage war when there's no way I can win. Hard to wage a war when there's no way I can win. I called to say thank you. I called you to see if there's something I left, if there's something you need, if there's something we missed, dear, like a chance to survive, a chance to forget. How part of us died. And I can't hear the lies in the middle of the rage. Scared to death to figure out why. Nothing left to prove, nothing left to give. Hard to wage a war when there's no way I can. Hard to wage war, but there's no way I can win. I can't hear you asking when you speak, like everything to me, everything is wrong. We almost had it all, hours and hours of love, piles and piles of mud. It's time to let it rust. Can't hear the lies in the middle of the rage. Scared to death to figure out why. Nothing left to prove, nothing left to kill. Hard to wage a war when there's no way I can win. Hard to wage a war. Thank you.
That's Six Mile Grove. Thanks to them for stopping in the studios at KBXE this week and chatting with us. Really a fun group of band members. Really fun to have them here. Hope to see them up in this area again sometime. They were lots of fun. If you get a chance to see them live, I would highly recommend it. Oh, they'll be at the State Fair, as you heard me say. So if you're one of those State Fair people, maybe go on that. I think it's Tuesday and Wednesday, and you have a chance to see them for free.
Well, I'm gonna take my time to get this thing right, 'cause I don't wanna hold and hide my love away like I've done so many times. I was so scared let my heart feel, 'cause I just wanna give you everything I have, babe. Show you how good I can be. But love can give you everything. Love it on a string. Love can take it all away. Oh, and because of you, never knew love this way. Never needed, never wanted anything more.
No one to talk to, all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. Now I know for certain the one I love. I'm through with flirting, it's just you that I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for. Believe me, I don't stay out late, don't care to go. I'm home about 8, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for. Believe me, I don't stay out late and don't care to go. I'm home about 8, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. Just you. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you.
Wrapped up in blankets, hiding from my own tears, believing through blindness I'll escape those two fears. If only my hunger were for righteousness sweet, and if only my mind couldn't stay my own feet. How long were you thinking you could hide? The fig tree is rotting now from your chamber, my pride.
I've been going to bed, all the old places, dreaming of demons with familiar faces. They look just like loved ones, but with tighter embraces. They say, we've seen your heart, it's calloused, it's heinous.
your body fill me with guilt and fill me with purity that my salvation is built. Each sin that I've hidden strikes a spear in your side, but I cannot find your saving face, for your blood is in my eyes.
I've been going to bed in all the old places, dreaming of demons with familiar faces. They look just like loved ones, but with tighter embraces. They say we've seen your heart, it's callous, it's heinous. Can you hear? Forgotten, they're dead and they're gone, so you're free to come home back to where you belong.
Good morning, Bedlam, with their song Prodigal off the album by the same name. Sam Miltich and the Clearwater Hot Club with Ain't Misbehavin' before that. And we started things off with Tina Schlesky. All right, here's Robert One Man Johnson with Every Little Witch Away on Center Stage, Minnesota.
Now you got that reputation, baby, I suppose it's all true. But mama, when you walk that way, there ain't nothing I can do except sing, hey, hey. Jumping up and down, running around and round, going every little which way. Now they warned me about your habits, they said you were no good. When you smile that crazy smile,
My poor heart turns to wood and I'm singing, hey, 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 hey. You got me jumping up and down, running round and round, going every little which way. Crazy, and my uncle said he's seen you doing the do. My sister says you're funky, and my brother says you're chunky, but I love to watch you dance at Boochie-Coo. In spite of all they tell me, that stuff don't mean a thing. I see them lovely legs of yours, and the bells begin to ring, and I'm singing, hey, hey. Up and down, running around and round, going every little which way. But I love to watch you dance at Hoochie-Coo. In spite of all they tell me, that stuff don't mean a thing. I see them lovely legs of yours, and the bells begin to ring, and I'm singing, hey, 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 hey. You got me jumping up and down, running round and round, going every little which way. Every little which way. Every little which way.
Fare thee well, poor ghost. No more beginning window. Understood you. You must find something else to do. something else to do.
You're listening to Center Stage Minnesota. I'm Brett Carter. That's an album called Forget Your Truffles and Dance by the Front Porch Swingin' Liquor Pigs from 2000, and the song is called If Only You Were Lonely. Joey Ryan and the Inks before that with Fare Thee Well, Poor Ghost, and we started things off with Robert One Man Johnson. We've got Johnny Lang and Ipso Facto coming up a little bit later. We'll have Gold Star Junkies.
You can call when no one else will call back. With the key under the doormat, when there's nowhere else to go, but you already knew that. I can see you when you're hiding, yeah. And I can hear you even louder when you're quiet. I'm here to help you fight it. Remember, remember, when you feel the weight of the world is weighing on me, weighing on me. When it's raining on you, on me, I'll be leaning on you.
stronger together. All around me, couldn't fight my rhythm. You were the backbeat, instead of driving from the backseat. You were shotgun sitting right beside me. And when I'm falling over my feet, lost in the dark, you're the light when I can't see. And I don't know where I'd be without you, without you. And when you feel the weight of the world,
must a man look up before he can see the sky. And how many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? And how many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing. My friend is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Fattening Frogs on Center Stage Minnesota off their album 12 Bars. The name of that song is called Walkin' Blues. Blowin' in the Wind by Lowe before that off the Duluth Does Dylan album. And Johnny Lang started things off. Nice set of music there from some interesting people. Wow, that was really interesting. Coming up, we've got more of that. Ipso facto, Corey Medina Brothers. Maybe Ellis, if we have time, and Nikki and the Roommates by the end of the show.
To my eyes. rest of my day. Don't tell me.
You're listening to Center Stage Minnesota. That was the Gold Star Junkies. I'm not sure if they're a flash in the pan band or not yet. They were. They haven't had a post for since March of 2018 now. So things have slowed down for them. They're a lot of fun band. They're really. This album was really fun to get and played quite a few of the songs off of it over the couple years since 2017, the end of 2017. So we will wait and see. They have one of those posts that says, "Been a while since we've checked in." can't tell you how many diaries start with. I haven't written in this diary for a while how many entries start like that. That's how it goes. I'm Brett Carter. Thanks for listening to Center Stage Minnesota today. Ellis is currently in the middle of a project that she's working on Kickstarter and doing live shows online and doing her usual gigs around the southern Minnesota area. We'll hope to see her up here at some point. She's very good. Ellis Delaney goes by Ellis on her albums. From 2010, here's an album called Right on Time. This is the title track.
I wish for you to be free from doubt. When you feel left behind or left out, when the world seems brighter everywhere else, and your mind is lost inside a wishing well. Right on time, you are right on time, you're right. Remember, the heart is a tender thing. Restless and hopeful, it cries and sings. And sometimes you need shelter and a space to be. A little tough, not tough enough, a little lost at sea. And when everyone is racing and you join, if you can, try running with a smile. 'Cause there is a danger in going too fast. Getting too far ahead can set you back. Right on time. You are right on time. You're right on. Tired and on your own, cried so many tears they're all gone. When there's nothing you haven't tried to fix this uncertain road. When everywhere you look, you see regret, caught up in the past and what might have been. What we can never know will make our heads spin. A little love, a little trust, a lot of forgiveness. Right on time. You are right on time. You're right on time. What if we're right on time? We're right.
If everything is right in the dim low light, you can still pack it tight. I got a mail slot, baby. I got a mail slot, baby. I got a mail slot, baby. And I'll wait for your delivery. Don't let your heart be like the snow, so cold.